America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Tuesday edition of A Call for Revival. And, of course, this broadcast is all about stirring hearts for revival and getting us stirred for God. You know, revival is just reviving, getting back to doing what you used to do. And I hope you'll take time, at least one time a week, to pray for this nation, for revival, for our country, for our churches. Folk, we're living in a sad hour, and I know that a lot of people take the attitude of, well, preacher, the Bible said this is the way it's going to be, and we're going to hold the fort and wait for the rapture. Now, wait a minute. I believe we ought to be looking for the coming of the Lord. There's no doubt about that. But, my friend, we can have a revival in this day, probably not a worldwide revival. We can have a local revival. We can still see things done. God has not left us. Remember when God gave the Great Commission? He said, "Lo, I'm with thee alway, even unto the end of the world." Well, we're listening to a message entitled, "What is Revival?" Father, will you help the message as we continue? In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Now let's go back to that message at this time. Me and my wife got him one from India somewhere. Somebody wrote a book in India. He won that book. We got it for him. This man looked at me and he said to me, "I wished I would have prayed more." Now, friend, I'm not belittling studying. I think you ought to study. I spent most of the day yesterday studying. I've spent this morning in the Bible studying the Word of God, preparing for some stuff. But along with that, we've got to have prayer. You see, oh, that God would live in our churches again. Read Revelation 3 about the church of Sardis. Let me say this. Oh, that God would live in our homes again. Read Deuteronomy 6:6-9. Wouldn't it be good? You say, "Oh, but preacher, they've took the Bible out of the school. It's a terrible situation." Where's the Bible in our homes? I thank God that I see my wife go off somewhere and read her Bible and pray. I'm glad to be married to somebody like that. I'd hate to be married to a wife that I've given my life to the service of God. I've not done everything right. I'm not perfect. I'm not pinning rose on me. I'm way down the ladder, buddy. I'm probably the worst preacher God ever called. And God's not sorry of anything, but if God looks down on me and sees how feeble I am. But I'd hate to live my life serving the Lord and my wife never pray or read her Bible. Boy, that'd be a hard pull in life if I had a wife that wasn't with me. Oh, but every week of my wife's life, just like I do. Now, we do it at different times. And what time we do it is none of nobody's business. But I see my wife go every week and pray for this nation for revival. My friend, you don't have to pray. You can continue living it up and playing and living in pleasure. But I tell you, one day when our freedoms are taken, you're going to wish God would live again in our homes. What about our nation? Don't you wish God would live again? You know why God's not living in our nation anymore? Because we kicked him out. We're now reaping the generation we set up in the 60s. The hippie movement. The rock music movement. Elvis, you can get mad if you want to. But Elvis Presley and the Beatles did more to hurt America. And people embrace that mess and all the country music and all the Hollywood and all that came on the hippie movement and the ideas that were being passed around at that time, even NASA. And I've got the tapes, I've got the audio tapes where they were up in space and they're sending the spaceship. You have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.